This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Bioethicist and attorney Wesley Smith says Canadian legislation helps show how assisted suicide is not about terminal illness or even suffering. He says the practice is ultimately about allowing anyone with more than a passing desire to die to be killed. The proposal would allow a person with virtually any disease, illness, or disability to have assistance in suicide. He says the real discussion is all about death on demand, which also means that people who are a burden to others can be pressured into making that demand. We are discovering that the abortion doctor arrested Tuesday has a net worth of well over $20 million, perhaps in part because of the activities behind three counts of obtaining money under a false pretense. He is charged with providing the dangerous RU486 abortion pill for women who were not even pregnant. The wealthy abortionist is free on $2,000 bail. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In contrast to those who demand assisted suicide, Lauren Hill is the basketball player struck with terminal cancer who has forged ahead with her life and has stolen America's heart. She has recently used the game of basketball to raise over $600,000 to fight cancer. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.